The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Welcome back into Vern's Royals Bonanza.
Lined into right center field for a hit. Merrifield's going to try to score. A good throw home could get him. Then the throw is not in time.
Here's your Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
Let's go. Thanks for listening. And we still got 15 weeks. That sounds like a very long ways away. And it is. Still 15 weeks away from the first spring training game. But action is underway. The GM meeting's underway in California. We'll talk with Dayton Moore coming up. Whit Merrifield as well. But as promised, our guest is Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman, who I know has been asked a variation of this question before, but I'm pretty sure Fesco asked something similar on opening day. So I apologize for being repetitive, but it's meant as respect because it's a dream that I think we all have as little boys, little girls. So two seasons in, how would you describe it? How does it feel to compete in all phases, to compete with Kansas City Royals stitched across your jacket?
It's great. I can't, it's hard to describe how it feels, Josh. I enjoyed every minute that I was in Cleveland, but getting to do this in your hometown is pretty remarkable. Got a lot of memories of being out there from the, you know, kind of the mid-70s to today, and so getting to do it from that vantage point has just been tremendous. And, you know, it's also the game kind of grows and evolves, and, you know, one of the great things about participating in it at this level for me is just really how competitive it is. I mean, when you said to compete, it is a multifaceted business when you think about the science and, you know, how elite these athletes are and what great athletes they are, and getting to play a small part and trying to help them get better. You know, it's really a privilege for me, and doing it in Kansas City particularly.
And one of the roles, I would imagine, for someone in your seat in that competition is to try and secure as much talent within your organization as possible. And I think that was reflected in the promotions that you've made throughout the organization over the past calendar year. What gives you the most confidence in that group with Dayton, JJ, and the rest moving forward?
Well, first of all, I've gotten to know them pretty well, and I've you know, and just the type of people they are and the commitment they have, you know. But beyond that, I think you look at their track record. This team has proven that they know how to win a championship and win it as a small market team. I'm extremely excited about when I think about the recent development. Not just of we're all talking about our pitching, and we certainly. We got work to do there, but there's lots of depth, and I think we showed some real progress this year. But when I look at the development of pitching, but also our position players, and particularly offensively in our system, it's pretty exciting. I mean, as you know, Baseball America, again, Dayton, he didn't worry too much about what other people think about us, but they've got our farm system ranked number 3, and when I think about the impact that JJ, certainly under Dayton's leadership, but JJ's on the player development side, and how he has really, he came from a traditional baseball background, just like most of our guys there, but how he has really modernized the player development systems and brought in new people and technology, and so I couldn't be more excited about, I think in baseball, we all would have liked to win a few more games in 2021, but I'm always looking down the road and over the horizon. And as long as we feel that our people and our processes are good and we're making progress, I'm going to feel really good about the future. And that's how I feel right now. A lot of confidence in our people, and just as importantly, how they've gone to work in our processes and helping our team develop.
Does that confidence that you have in the people in place within this organization, does that allow you to have patience? Would you describe yourself as a patient man in the role that you're in with Kansas City?
It's a good question, because I think you have to have a sense of urgency. But you also have to, that has to be kind of blended with patience. I think I've always thought, you should have a sense of urgency and a bias for action, and you should be decisive, but thoughtful. And I think as long as we're making progress and the progress is, at the right pace, I think we should, I think we're better off, particularly with our people and processes. Let's see how this thing runs over the next few years. But to answer your question, I think I'm somewhere in the middle, but a patient person, but I also think we should have a sense of urgency, and that's something that I feel in this group, Josh. I mean, we maybe Dayton told you, but we finished up the we played that Sunday against Detroit, and I can't remember if it was that night or the next morning, but all those guys headed to Arizona. They evaluated our minor league system. I know they went on they made a trip to Miami. Dayton did an international scouting trip through the Dominican, I think, with Renee. And so, I'm not sure the World Series has started yet by the time they got back. So I appreciate the sense of urgency that these guys have about preparing our team to compete for a championship.
Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman, kind enough to join us on 610 Sports Radio. Transition to the new ballpark. The early stages of the exploration, has it uncovered more possibility than pushback thus far?
I would say that's a mixed bag. And one of the things that I would say, it's really, this is about much more than just a ballpark, and it's really about much more than baseball. This is a community impact effort that's going to have to do a lot of things for Kansas City in terms of economic impact and economic growth and quality of life that goes beyond baseball. So at the end of the day, if it's good for Kansas City, it'll be good for the Royals as a byproduct for that. We put out some criteria. The community's got to want it. It's got to meet that criteria. And then I think all of us have to make sure that the investment, our relative investment in this, is appropriate, for the stakeholders involved. But I would say kind of a mixed bag. There's some of it's by age, some of it's by geography. The one thing I think we all know here in Kansas City, the Kauffman Stadium is a great place to play baseball. We all have nostalgia, a lot of us do, from being out there. I certainly do. But if you look around the country and you see the potential for greater economic impact in cities fortunate enough to have Major League Baseball teams. It, you know, if you can put them in, you know, more dense areas, you can stimulate a lot of economic activity. And in our case, we want to make sure that it, you know, it reaches all aspects of our community.
You painted the picture right there, and I think you did the same in Sam Mellinger's recent piece. But if you could expand, what does the dream look like?
Well, you know, it's the community impact has to be meaningful. The economic impact and growth has to be meaningful. And I think we've said clearly that it needs to be something that also positively impacts the underrepresented parts of our community. And we mean that in a way that's, we're talking about in real and measurable ways. But, you know, I can, if you watch the World Series in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Now that's a little bit of a different situation. But if you look at the Battery and the hotel and the corporate or the regional headquarters that you could see in the background, mm-hmm. if you watch the World Series and the crowds outside the stadium that gathered, some that went into the ballpark and some that didn't, that has become a real center, a hub of activity for Atlanta. And then you look at places, you look at Wrigley with the new work they've done, you look in Washington, you look in San Diego. And so when I say it's much more, you know, baseball certainly can be the center of a great celebration if a team is successful, but it also becomes a hub of activity and vibrancy for a community that's on, you know, 365 days a year. And that will impact Kansas City in ways, you know, way beyond baseball and for decades to come.
No question. It's certainly exciting. The final question I have is, from my vantage point, the opposite of exciting, but I got to get your thoughts. How would you describe your confidence that spring training in baseball will be all hunky-dory at the start of 2022?
Well, I'm an optimist by nature, but I will, I think we got really smart people working on that. Yep. And you're referring to the CBA?
Of course, yes. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
I think we got really smart people working on that. I think there's smart people on both sides. I am optimistic that we'll get a deal done. I won't give you a date, but I would be surprised if we're not in spring training excited about our 2022 season.
Well, I'll see you there, Mr. Sherman. I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman, really don't even want to entertain the thought of an elongated lockout. Sure, lockout in December and January, and we can all complain, but don't you dare mess with that season. I just been through it once, right? And I think all of you listening that are around my age, right around that 40 years of age, I don't think in today's entertainment landscape that Major League Baseball could withstand another work stoppage. Too many entertainment options out there. Baseball would easily, for the average American, drift into the background. Whit Merrifield's coming up at 8 o'clock, so about 45 minutes before we hear from the Royals' second baseman. I'm interested in his thoughts on what I thought was the biggest travesty of that Gold Glove ceremony on Sunday. I understand we talked earlier with Nicky Lopez about him not even being a finalist. That surprised me. That shocked me. That shocked me. Whit Merrifield not winning at second base, that to me was the biggest mistake made by Rawlings. More so than even, you know, Salvi not winning, more so than Nicky Lopez not being nominated. I really thought Whit Merrifield deserved that piece of hardware. But the two guys that did win, as the Royals make it 11 straight years of having one Gold Glove recipient, They had two this year, Andrew Benintendi and Michael A. Taylor. I had a chance to talk with both, so we'll find out how Andrew Benintendi feels about going into the final year of team control. And you'll find out right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Royals Bonanza.
Right center field, and that ball is gone!
On your home for Royals baseball.
Salvador Perez, a grand slam for a second straight game.
610 Sports Radio.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.